U.S. Senator Jeanne Shaheen, leading Democrat of the federal delegation out of New Hampshire. She's seen a few State of the Unions. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jack.
Well, what preview? My two cents, I think the president will touch upon the economy. He'll talk about how some of the policies or the bills they've passed that you've supported, some of these, like the Inflation Reduction Act, are helping. I think he'll talk about the southern border and that bill that's sort of stuck in Congress. I think he may mention some abortion rights. Not sure about Middle East with the ceasefire timetable. What's the preview from Senator Jeanne Shaheen on this tonight?
Well, I would agree with all of that. I hope he's going to start with border and talk about why we need to pass the bill that we spent 4 months negotiating with the Republicans, and then Donald Trump said he wasn't going to support it because it was a campaign issue he wanted to talk about, and our Republican colleagues flipped over the weekend and refused to support it. But one reason that's so important is not just about the illegal immigrants that are coming into this country, but it's also about what we need to do to keep fentanyl and other substances from coming into states like New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that was in that bill were scanners that can detect fentanyl at our borders. We know that most drugs come in through ports of entry, and having those scanners that can check every vehicle that comes through our southern border would make a huge difference in helping us address the fentanyl crisis that we have. So I hope we're going to get back to that. I think it's important for the Senate to get back to that and for Congress to pass that legislation, and I hope the president's going to talk about it.
Well, Senator, timely is pretty good because I heard from John Delano with the DEA this morning. I think he's coming here tomorrow.
And I think he is. We're going to go look at the new lab.
Yeah, and I think he's bringing up folks, and he said he was meeting with Senator Shaheen, you. But one of the things you just touched upon it. Last year, he says the DEA seized 12,000 pounds of fentanyl powder. Last year, 112,000 Americans died of a drug overdose. And one thing I asked the day of the primary here in New Hampshire, Donald Trump was on, and I asked him, if you are reelected or were reelected, would you declare those two cartels that control that side of the southern border that the DEA has identified as terrorist organizations to go after their money, go after the labs? He said he would. And so far, I haven't seen the amendment. Do you think that's something that should be considered in the next year or two as we try to combat the cartels? Because it seems like Mexico's not getting the job done.
I think anything we can do, Jack, that helps us shut down what these cartels are doing is going to be helpful. So if that gives us more authorities to go after them, then I'm all for that. You know, yesterday I met with the general of Southcom, who has all of everything south of Mexico in her purview. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about what we're seeing now in Latin America in terms of expanded drug cartel activity and expanded criminal activity. So this is spreading. It's not just stopping with the United States and Mexico. It's spreading all over Latin America and around the world. And we've got to do everything we can to stop it.
Hey, you know, I want to switch gears to the Middle East, Senator. You play a key role in the Senate. By the way, U.S. Senator Jeanne Shaheen live. Good morning, New Hampshire. Preview of the State of the Union in foreign policy. It's been a real forte of yours, and I think somewhat of a passion. You've taken a lot of the trips. Before I touch upon Ukraine, Middle East, very tenuous, ongoing situation. I know the president and Secretary of State Blinken, they want to get a ceasefire at this point. It's not easy to do. Do you sense we're close to a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas? Will there be one? What's holding it up? How soon could it happen?
Well, there seemed to be some momentum earlier this week. It seems like that may have fallen apart. But as you say, we need a ceasefire. We need to get humanitarian aid into the Palestinians in Gaza who are suffering because of what Hamas has done. And we can't do that without a ceasefire. And we also need to continue to pressure Israel to stop their strikes that are killing innocent Palestinians.
Interesting. You know, Senator, I was thinking this morning, we do not have this next fall with the presidential election. We have an open gubernatorial election. You know, as former governor, Chris Sununu, Governor Sununu, not running again. We have an open race. Big couple Democrat names are there, and a couple Republican names are there, and others. And it seems to me between Cindy Warmington and Joyce Craig that it seems to me, and I'm not sure, as I say on my show, my significant better half, Your significant half, Bill Shaheen, I believe, has endorsed Cindy Warmington, the executive counselor. Joyce Craig's getting a lot of endorsements. Are you going to weigh in officially on this, on the gubernatorial race?
Actually, Billy has not endorsed anyone that I'm aware of.
I apologize. I thought I had read that he was supporting.
Well, Cindy is a former law partner of his, but
okay.
I don't intend to endorse anyone. I think we have two very good candidates. I'm disappointed that both of them are running. I would rather see one of them decide to run, but they're both great candidates. They have good records, and so whoever wins that primary, I will support.
Well, stand corrected. And finally, speaking of you, I know it may sound early, but next year comes, and you know we don't have a U.S. Senate race in 2024, but the next one is the seat you're holding now. And you know these Senate races start early. You know that better than anyone. Have you thought about running for re-election?
You know, I'm not going to address that until after we get through this election. I always believe in one election at a time. We've got a lot of work to do between now and November to support President Biden, to re-elect Chris Pappas in the 1st District and Annie Kester in the 2nd District, and to support our candidates for the legislature, and that's what I'm focused on.
Well, I said to you folks, I know you have a heart out, and again, the State of the Union tonight. Do you think overall it will be received as a good address? Because it is a big chance for the president. There have been questions about his age and stage in life, as you know. He's running again. I think the nomination is his. I think it's the same on the Trump side. But this is a big opportunity tonight, a big stage, big moment. Do you think it will be received well? Will it help him frame the picture of the State of the Union going into the general?
I think he's going to talk about what he's done over the last 3 years to make sure that we have good jobs created, to invest in things like microelectronics, to invest in roads and bridges and water systems across this country. He's going to talk about what we need to do going forward to continue those investments, to support women's rights to make our own decisions about our bodies and when we start our families and how we address that. He's certainly going to talk about that. And I hope he's going to talk about healthcare and making insulin affordable for everyone who has diabetes. As you know, my granddaughter has type 1. I think everybody ought to have the resources to be able to get the life-saving insulin that they need. That's one of the things I've been working on here in Congress, and I hope the president's going to weigh in support of that.
Yeah, your family's done a lot on that front. Finally, are you having any guests coming tonight? I heard Representative Pappas. Any guests?
My husband is coming.
Okay, I won't ask him about an endorsement in the governor's race, I promise. All right, Senator, thank you.
It's always nice when he can go
thank
with
you,
me.
So. Senator Jean Shaheen, thank you very much, live.
Thank you.